Portland. The Improvisation Summit of Portland features creative, improvised, and experimental music such as Golden Retriever and the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble in collaboration with dancers, film, and other artists. This all-ages event runs from 8 p.m. to midnight on Thursday and Friday, and Saturday will run from noon to midnight. Again, that's the Improvisation Summit of Portland, hosted by the Creative Music Guild, Thursday through Saturday, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Disjecta, 8371 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
The music playing is Inner Charlotte Dub by DJ Mad from Portland label Zam Zam Sounds. I'm Andre Middleton, and this is Art Focus on KBOO Radio. I'll be hosting Art Focus on Tuesday mornings from 11:30 to noon on a bi-weekly basis, alternating with the incomparable Joseph Galavan. Don't tell him I said that, though. Thanks for joining us today. I'll be interviewing representatives from the Dance of Three Nations. But first up, some local art news. Daydream Job 1 by Jaya Alford is happening this week at Compliance Division at 625 Northwest Everett Street, Unit 101. All ages free this first Thursday, June 2nd from 6 to 9. Obviously, be up for the full month of July, of June. This should be a great show. Jaya Alford's Daydream Job features new video, sculpture, and performance exploring the entanglement of work, consumption, endless economic growth, cycles of natural growth, image, and the environment. Please go check it out. Future Forum is an informal artist talk series focused on an audience-artist interaction held at the Hollywood Theater right here in Portland, Oregon. Join them for a mind-bending, circuit-melting discussion on the future of the arts and invention led by groundbreaking media artists from around the country. Bring your families, coworkers, Tinder dates, or just your curious self for some wild nights all about 3D printing, virtual world building, hacked appliances, sorcery dates, or just your curiosity, just for your curiosity's sake. This next event will be held on June 13th at the Hollywood Theater with artist Julia Calabrese. So please go check that out. As our region grows, so does the need for our cultural institutions to grow and adapt to the new artists and audiences alike. The Regional Arts and Culture Council would like to engage in a dialogue with a broad cross-section of communities within our funding region. That's Multnomah County, Clackamas County, and Washington County, to share how RAC strives to enrich our communities with arts and culture. There will be a brief presentation by RAC staff followed by a Q&A session. Closing out the afternoon will be time to mingle and network with staff. This is happening on June 11th at the Milagro Theater. So, 2 years ago, former General Counsel of Japan Hiro Furushawa attended a meeting at which tempers flared amongst the members of some local ethnic communities. He was concerned about what he witnessed and began to consider ways in which he could make positive changes. He contacted representatives of the local Chinese and Korean communities to gauge their interest in working together on a non-political cultural event that would bring their communities together. Jin Lan, representing the Chinese community, Greg Caldwell, representing the Korean community, eagerly agreed to cooperate. The resulting performance is called, at least this year, the Dance of Three Nations. Today, I am joined by Jin Lan, president of the Oregon Chinese Sister State Relations Council, Wen T. Kiyama?
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. Executive Director of Portland Taiko, and Greg Caldwell, the Honorary Consul for the Republic of Korea in Portland, to discuss the Dance of Three Nations. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Outstanding. So, like I said, good morning to you all. As Portland wrestles with the growth of communities of color, the art scene must also come to terms with how to celebrate the arts and culture from a wide variety of people that call Portland home. So please tell me, what was the genesis of this endeavor?
Well, the genesis, as you just described it, was the consul general who attended some meeting here in Portland. And he was, I don't know that we should say tempers flared, but there was some uncomfortable feeling there. So he decided we should do something to get together with, bring the communities together. And so he approached Jen and me because, of course, our three countries are close in proximity. And of course, they are very important countries for Portland because we're the largest trading partners and whatnot. So he thought it would be a good idea to kind of show as an example of what the three countries, these communities could do to get together. And that's what started it. And I think we were very pleased to join that. To have something that is, art focused or music focused or cultural focused, as opposed to politically focused.
Excellent. If you don't mind me, I just want to make sure I get this right. How did you find the original performers, and what was that process like?
Well, at the time, I was teaching at Portland State University in the music department and had been there since 2010. So I had made connections with various performers in different kinds of genres for the past 5 years. And in fact, at PSU, we had presented some Korean performers and Japanese performers in the past. So I reached out to some of those original performers, and Mitsuki Dazai on Kodo came and performed for our Strings of Three Nations, as well as Emily Dang, who was a connection from Jinlan, and then Donna Jang we brought from Seattle.
Great. Jen, if I could ask you, obviously art and culture have been ways that people have exchanged cultural for many years.
Yes.
What drew you to this project now? We're just getting out of a recession. There are people moving to Portland. There's a lot of things going on. What appealed to you about this project?
I think all three nations, Japan, China, and Korea, historically, we've been connected culturally, historically, and to some extent linguistically for over 1,000 years. In retrospect, that we have sort of a more commonalities than our current political differences throughout our history. In the globalized economy, people tend to look at sort of political territorial differences rather than look at the history.
Yes.
Throughout history, that three nations frankly share more commonalities and cultures and common bonds than the political differences. What attracted me to this project is when then Consul General Furusawa called me to figure out a way to connect the local community, three communities together, and trying to forge a bond which transcends the political differences, where culture and music can shine. That's where I jumped in.
Outstanding. So, like I said, you guys have an event coming up very, very soon. Can you please tell us about the upcoming show and share with our listeners not only how they can see it, where they can see it, but what to expect when they get there?
Sure. The performance will be on Saturday, June 25th at 2 o'clock in the Cradell Grand Ballroom of the Portland Art Museum. And the tickets are free, but they're going very fast. And you can people who are interested can sign up on Eventbrite, I think is the title.
And you could just search for Dance of Three Nations, and I
yes,
think it'll come
dances
up.
Of, dances of Three Nations, and it'll pop up. And so we will have, we usually do things in alphabetical order. We always say the Chinese first, the Japanese, and then the Koreans and everything that we do. And so the Chinese musician will, or dancer will be first, and then the Japanese, and then the Korean dancer. And then at the end, we hope that they will perform one dance together.
Nice. So, you mentioned your music background earlier. What is your role within this dance performance now, since this is more dance than music?
Well, I'm also an amateur Japanese dancer. I'm pretty terrible, which is why I'm not going to be on stage. But for the event, I'll be the MC. Right, so I have connections with the music performing arts scene as well as the dance. And so it's been a privilege to now work with the dancers and put this program together.
Wonderful. Now, is each dancer pretty much self-choreographing their, or, I mean, are they designing or are they doing their own choreography? Or are they performing dances that have been basically traditional and passed down for many, many years?
When we started, even from last year, our objective is to have each nation, their dancers or musicians, to represent the best from their individual country. And at the end, three nations will perform one song or one music. In this particular case, it will be one dance. So in this particular case, in June 25th, so each performer, each dancer will dance their traditional national folk songs. Then at the end, we'll actually win is going to come in and trying to organize all those three dancers to perform on one common theme.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Will there be live music as well?
We would love to include live music. It's a little bit beyond our capacity right now, but all of the dancers, I should say that each one of them has a different background, and so their engagement with folk dance is a little different. So what you'll see is not only a diversity of dances from China, Japan, and Korea, but there are different levels of, I guess, like traditionality in their programs. Each dancer will be doing two performances.
Okay.
So the audience members will see some works that are influenced by Western dance traditions, because at least two of our dancers are also engaged in Western dance practices. But as Jin was saying, you'll also see some folk dances like arirang that has been sung and danced for centuries.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, I know how much of a rare treat this is. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. So growing up in such a large metropolis, I've got to see dance and theater and music from around the world, since New York is such a cultural hub. So I can't stress how much I'm looking forward to seeing this, because and bringing my daughter, because it really will be a rare window, like you said, into seeing how there's commonalities and cross-cultural alignment amongst these, you know, three different cultures. But at the same time, you know, it connects with us all. You know, I mean, you know, it's amazing to think about how dance, song, music has been a tool, has been an art form, has passed down stories amongst a variety of cultures.
Yeah, I think all of the different arts speak to the human condition,
yes,
which at root is, you know, just about the life occurrences that we all experience. With these performers, I think you'll see some really beautiful flowing dances, some dances that might be a little surprising as well. With Xuan Cheng, she has a strong ballet background as well, so I think we're going to see something quite different than, say, Song Hee Ji, who has a background in Korean folk dance.
Gotcha. So, if you don't mind me asking, how will the dances of three nations engage with the people who attend this performance?
I think throughout the whole process, throughout last 2 years, the process itself has been very engaging with local communities. As your audience would know, Oregon has some major trading partners, mm-hmm, in Asia. Of course, China now is the largest export market for Oregon. Japan, Korea also very, very major markets. The political differences among three countries should not impede the commonalities among local population. So that's, I think, the approach, number one. Number two, from our sponsor's perspective, Port of Portland, Nike, they all multinational players. Port of Portland has a lot of business in Korea, in Japan, in China. Nike is a multinational company. For all those major sponsors, they want to make sure that peace, stability, harmony in the Pacific region is not only vital to all those three nations, but also to the United States, to our home state, because it's a major part of our economy. So the organizing and engaging with each our local community, it has been very fulfilling. I think from that perspective, we'd be fortunate enough to get sponsors like Nike, like Port Portland, and also like the Art Museum.
Wonderful.
If I could just add a little bit, because some of this is behind the scenes as well, because Consul General Furusawa, who was here earlier, he even besides what we're doing with the dances of three nations and whatnot, he's also reached out to the Korean community, for example, which I represent. And some months ago, the Japanese were having a concert up at the World Forestry Center. And so he said, Greg, I would like you to bring maybe five couples from Korea who would like to attend that event. And we would invite them to that. And so I did. I sent out an email and welcomed. So we had five or six couples from Korea who joined that event, which was a Japanese event. And the Korean community has done that for the Consul General, too. And he has been to things like the Korean Society of Oregon end-of-year party and things like that. And we've done a little bit with the Chinese community as well. So kind of behind the scenes, this has been another step in that process.
So that makes sense. So this kind of event almost becomes a very public, a very celebratory evidence of the successfulness of the success of the intercultural, interregional dialogue and friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great.
Very true.
So so once again, where can people see the show? How much are tickets? And will this show play more? Or, I mean, is this a one-time deal, or might it play other places?
Well, the audience can come to the free performance on Saturday, June 25th. It's at 2 p.m. at the Kreidel Grand Ballroom in the Portland Art Museum. For now, this is a local performance. These are local performers, and all of the volunteers are local. So it's really meant just for Portland, Oregon. We don't have plans to bring it to other cities, but we hope that other cities use it as a model for bringing their communities together and doing programs that are likewise going to support the communities.
Oh, that is a great idea. I mean, when you consider the role of trade and commerce up and down the West Coast, whether it's Seattle or the Bay Area or even LA, I'd be surprised if similar ventures weren't happening as we speak. I'd be very surprised. So how did you find such generous sponsors? You said it was a free show. I mean, you mentioned, I heard Nike, Port of Portland. How'd you get them to come on board? I'm sure there are a lot of people who are always clamoring for their support and assistance. What do you think about this project appeal to them?
I think the main theme, which is appealing to Nike or Port of Portland or Art Museum, is that we're seeking to find the commonalities among all three countries. And it happens to be that three countries are all major trading partners. So Oregon, right. That has to do with our local job, export, particularly for young people. So I think for that particular reason, our common efforts among three nations transcends politics and happens to be music or dance, and you know, it speaks to everyone.
Nice. You mentioned the economic impact.
Yes.
And someone who is a big fan of art, it's hard to overlook, or I take that back, it's easy to overlook how art can have an impact, an economic impact in our communities. And obviously, I think the testament of your sponsors speaks to the need of this kind of arts and culture within our communities.
I fully agree with you, particularly this year with a very rancorous political campaign. Economic issues, international trade, you know, always comes to debate, discussion, and sometimes a very rancorous, debate. But I think music, dance, gave us really a common ground where people can get free from really very rancorous political hankering and really to reach deep down to your soul and to speak the common language.
Wonderful. So, yes, sir, Greg.
One thing I would like to say is about, you know, it's not just limited to our three communities. We're certainly interested in bringing the mainstream community in to see this event, as well as other ethnic communities in the city. And I've been kind of monitoring the ticket sales the free ticket sales. And you can see, you know, Vietnamese people who are coming and Hispanics. So it's good to have and to welcome all of these ethnic and minority communities to events like this. Right. And we would maybe someday expand it even.
Right. Well, if you have to forgive me. I am on a quest to banish the word minority when it comes to describing people. Okay. I personally use people of color. Mm. So whenever I hear it, I have to throw that little interjection in. But I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think that Portland and the Pacific Northwest is a very unique position, whereas they are part of the Pacific Rim. There is a very strong indigenous community here of Native people who have been here for a long time, who have been expressing themselves through art and culture. And then you have, you know, a lot of people who have come here just because of the beauty, because of the economic opportunity. And I think it's incredible that through such a grassroots way, you are creating a new experiment that is actually seeking out to reach out to the different people, say, hey, we just want to share beauty with you. We just want to share love with you, you know. And even though there may be an economic sidebar, or there might be an economic, secondary thing, I think at the heart of this experiment is just sharing love and beauty and culture.
Exactly.
Yeah. And as Jin mentioned earlier, we're looking at the commonalities between the different nations. And so for our first concert, Strings of Three Nations, our performers all performed on this related musical instrument in Japan. It's called the koto. In China, it has various names, but the guzheng. And then in Korea, the kayagum. And so essentially, we're putting on stage performers that kind of represent that commonality. You know, the performers and artists really know no boundaries, right? And so we're using metaphor and this year dance as that metaphor to look beyond sometimes these artificial boundaries and look at the commonality of the human and artistic experience.
Outstanding. So one thing I like to do to wrap up all my interviews is, and I'll ask this for all three of you, what is the question that this project seeks to answer? You know, basically, what's the question? And does it answer it?
I think it does answer. I think the question is that people sometimes do not realize that we actually have more commonality than our differences. And when we can focus on our commonality and focus on harmony, I think this world gets much more better than, you know, the current political debates, at least.
Right. When?
In short, just can we come together? Can we do things together, whether it's in the economic sphere, international politics, or the performing arts? What would it look like if we came together and worked as a community?
Nice. Greg?
Yes, the same. You know, can we come together and overcome political differences and concentrate on commonalities and art and culture and so forth? And I think the answer to that is yes, because last year it was very successful. We really expected maybe 300 people. We probably had almost or close to 400. And this year it's going to be much bigger.
Outstanding. Just real honest, quick aside, do you literally go from the night after or the day or the minute after the performance is done, do you just start planning the next one?
That's what happened last year.
We usually take a little bit of a break, but already we're starting to look at different options for next year. One of the possibilities is then the Songs of Three Nations, which would bring it back to music and arguably probably the oldest form of musical expression.
No doubt. Storytelling. Exactly. That sounds incredible. Sounds incredible. Well, once again, I can't thank the three of you enough for joining us today. I really, really appreciate it, especially on such short notice. This opportunity came across my inbox and my email, and I was drawn to it. So thank you once again. So I really can't thank you enough. Kudos to you, all three of you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Happy. So once again, that was Wynn, Greg, and Jin. They are representatives of the Dances of Three Nations. It is a cross-cultural community engagement opportunity to demonstrate how, despite some political differences of their home countries, how their communities can come together and create some beautiful art that is available for us all, no matter what community we're from. Before we wrap up today, I just want to make sure that I remind you that we've got got some local art news happening. Daydream Job by Gia Ford is happening in Compliance Division. That's all ages. It's starting off free this first Thursday, June 2nd from 6 to 9. Pulsar presents the Future Forum on June 13th at the Hollywood Theater with Julia Calabrese. That should be a lot of fun. And last but not least, the Regional Arts and Culture Council is having a town hall community engagement event on June 11th at Milagro Theater. So you can find photos, links, as well as all the guest info on our show page at kbu.fm/artfocus. Please follow the link to our Facebook page and like KBU Art Focus on Facebook. If you missed any part of today's show, there will be a podcast of this show online later today. Like I say every week, it is my goal to meet and introduce the listeners of KBU to a broad spectrum of regional artists. If you're a visual artist in any medium, I'd love to have you or potentially your organization on the show. It's also my goal to share information relevant to artists as well. When I learn of residencies, grant deadlines, calls for artists, you hear about it on this show as well as on our Facebook page, as well as our show page. So right now, we're going out with the music of Danny Skrilla from Portland's own Zam Zam Sounds. I can't thank Ezra enough for letting us play his music on a weekly basis. Thanks again for joining us on Art Focus on KBU Radio, Portland, Oregon. Take care and peace. Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to welcome the Golden Rule Peace Boat to Portland, Wednesday, June 8th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. In 1958, a crew of Quaker peace activists attempted to sail the Golden Rule to the Marshall Islands to interfere with U.S. nuclear bomb testing. This bold, nonviolent direct action inspired a worldwide movement leading to the Partial Nuclear Test Ban Treaty of 1963. On June 8th, there will be a panel presentation and discussion of their past work and plans for a peaceful, sustainable future, featuring Harvey Wasserman of Solartopia, Mimi German of The Radcast, Teresa Rayford from Don't Shoot Portland, and many more. Music will be provided by Dave Rovix. Again, that's the Golden Rule Peace Boat panel discussion on Wednesday, June 8th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO at the Clinton is our monthly film series at the Clinton Street